So Sean and I go out to a baseball game one night. We go out and we watch the game. The game goes on, progresses, and we have a good time. And after the game, all the kids are down by the dugout. This is when Sean was young. He was probably around 10, something like this. And all the kids are around the dugout. And Sean's a little bit smaller at that time. And he just couldn't push his way up there or wouldn't push his way. He wasn't that chubby type of person. But all the kids, they go ahead and get all this crap and they leave. Sean's standing there and the guy walks out of the dugout. He's the catcher. He walks over and he says, "Hey, kid, how you doing?" He says, "You want a ball?" Sean goes, "Nah, I don't want a ball." He says, "What about a bat?" He says, "No, don't need a bat." And the guy goes, "Well, what do you want to do?" He says, "I'd like to play some catch with you." The guy goes, "What?" He says, "I want to play catch with you for a few minutes." And the guy looked up at me and said, "Okay, Dad." I said, "Oh, hell yeah. Go ahead. Please, please do." So here we go. All right. So now Sean jumps over the fence there at the dugout. And the guy looks at Sean. And he says, "Wait a minute, kid." He says, "Let me go get all my crap on." He goes in and puts his catching equipment on. He's got his helmet, his mask, his everything. He says, "You look like the real deal." Sean walks out there. And for about 15 minutes, they play catch. And it was great. I watched it as a father. And it was just, you know, it made you feel good. Anyway, so after that, he walks over, we thank the guy, and the guy's name was a guy by the name of Jim Leyeritz. Well, Leyeritz, we wrote a little letter to Steinbrenner. By the way, we got a letter back by him, signed, thanking us for our letter, and telling how nice that this guy Leyeritz was, and we really appreciate him playing with Sean. Well, Steinbrenner writes us back a letter, handwritten, signed, and everything. We still got the letter somewhere around. Anyway, we're walking out to the parking lot. Sean looks up at me and goes, "Dad, I'm going to be a catcher." I said, "What?" He says, "I'm going to be a catcher. I don't want to play anything else but catcher from now on." I said, "No problem, buddy." So from that moment on, Sean was training always, working on his catching game from everybody, every way you could possibly do it. Well, Leyeritz goes to the World Series with the Yankees and has a pretty good career. Okay, now Sean goes on and he gets drafted. The day that he gets drafted, practically, Leyeritz moves into Southwest Ranches. He lives on Luray, and I found out about it. I hopped in my truck that day and I drove down there. I knocked on the guy's door and I said, "Hey, Jim," I said, "look," I said, "you don't remember me, I'm sure, but..." I told him the story. He goes, "Absolutely, I remember you." He says, "I caught two kids I did that with my whole career, and one of them was here in Fort Lauderdale." And he goes, "Now I know who it was." And he goes, "Sean Riggins." He says, "I can't believe it." And they eventually ended up getting to be know each other and all. So I thought that was pretty good. It was really absolutely fascinating that it went down like that. Anyway, so Jim Leyeritz knew Sean when he was a little kid before anyone of them made it to anywhere. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.